Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate with LiveGood. Today, I want to share 50 ways that you can get more leads in this business. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. This is just my suggestions based off my experience in the industry and in the company. So let's get into it. Leads are the lifeblood of your business. No leads, no sales, no signups, no money, not in business long. That is how it works for most people. The truth is most people do have enough people to talk to. They just don't have the confidence that they feel comfortable enough to approach them. Most people, if they just prospected their Facebook friends, their email contacts, their cell phone contacts, their LinkedIn connections, they probably have 5, 10, 15,000 people they could approach. The problem is most people don't want to do that because they don't feel comfortable or confident enough. So if you're looking to get leads for your business, I'm going to share 50 ways. I'm going to try to do it very quickly. What I want you to do in this training, pick a few of these that resonate with you, and then head on over to YouTube and do a deep dive search on how to execute that strategy. There is literally probably 10 or 15 or 20 YouTube videos for each of these strategies on how you could grow your business. So pick the ones that resonate with you, go learn everything you can about those strategies, and then take all out massive action. The first one is to ask for referrals. You want to ask everyone you talk to for one referral. You want to ask every team member for a referral, every customer for a referral, and you want to be specific. Hey, Jim, who do you know that, boom, who do you know that's done network marketing before? Jim, who do you know, can you give me the name of one person, Jim, who buys organic products? Jim, can you give me the name of one person you know that is trying to make money online? That is how you ask for a referral. You must be specific. Number two, bandit signs and yard signs. You've probably driven through the country or maybe a small town and you see signs in the community. The easiest thing to compare this to would be like the political sign. Maybe someone puts a political sign in front of their house that says vote for whoever or pass bill, whatever it is. You could do that for your business. You could have a sign made up saying make money online, turn your cell phone into cash, shop and save, whatever it is you want. And then you could put that in your sign, on your sign, and put it in your yard. If you're going to put bandits and yard signs in other places, make sure you check with the zoning laws so you don't get yourself in legal trouble. Next, we have blogging. This could be on your own blog or someone else's blog. You have a booth at the flea market. You could rent a booth for $5 or $10 or $15, have a little table, give out drop cards, write down, collect people's information, give them the free tour right when they're there with you, have a couple products on hand to demo. I like to walk around flea markets and just give out drop cards. That's what I like to do. You could do business cards. With business cards, you could collect business cards or you could give out business cards. I recommend you collect business cards. When you're talking to anyone who's a business owner or an entrepreneur or an executive, I can guarantee you they have a business card. Just ask them for it. Hey, Jim, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Could I have your business card today so we could stay in touch? That's all you need to say. Next is a car magnet. This is pretty self-explanatory. Do not have a LiveGood car magnet. Do not have a LiveGood anything on this list. You want to be generic. You want to focus on curiosity. So if you're going to have a car magnet, you could say, learn how you can shop and save money and make money, or save money and make money, or new online buyers club, hit me up for more information, or make money online today, ask me how, something generic like that for a car magnet. Clothing, you could have clothing for your company, you could have clothing made up. One of my friends in the industry, Brian Carruthers, he has a shirt that says got residual income. That's one of my favorite examples. And you could wear this clothing when you're out and about. Please don't wear it to your job. I don't want to get anybody fired, but you can wear clothing when you're out and about. You could have a coffee mug made up with your company name or with a slogan or with a catchy line. So when you see people looking at it, you can start a conversation with them. There are door hangers. Oh, I skipped one. Whoops. There's cold calling. Personally, I'd rather pull out my fingernails than cold call, but a lot of people like doing it and do well with it. So if that resonates with you, educate yourself on that one. Next, we have door hangers. You can get door hangers made on eBay or Vistaprint very inexpensively, and you could leave these in a community. Just don't violate any non-soliciting rules. Make sure you check if it's a community, make sure you check with the community first that it's allowed. You don't want to get yourself in trouble. Next, we have drop cards. Drop cards are basically a business card with a marketing message on it. You can put these in bills that you send out. You can leave them in ATM machines. You can leave them in gas pump. You can put them at grocery store bulletin boards. The options are endless. Next, we have email signatures. What I see a lot of people do is they put independent affiliate LiveGood in their email signature. Waste of time. Don't do that. use curiosity and put it in your PS line in your email. You could have your name, your phone number, in your signature, and then you could say, PS, if you'd like to learn how to turn your cell phone into cash, check out this link. And then boom, you send them to your capture page. Next, we have Facebook Lives. You could be doing Facebook Lives about a product, about the company, about the industry, about different ways to make money from home. The options are really endless. I would tell you to focus on educating people rather than just making it a sales pitch. Focus on educating and entertaining the people who are watching it. You have Facebook groups. You could start your own Facebook group. There are work from home Facebook groups that allow you to post in them. There are network marketing groups that allow you to post in them. Go to a few groups with people in your target market and start connecting with people there. Next, we have Facebook messaging. Some people like cold messaging, some don't. I do a lot of cold messaging. Some people say it's sleazy. I don't think so, if you do it the right way. You don't want to send people your link in the initial conversation. You're just trying to pique their curiosity and trying to get their permission to send your link to them. Next, we have Facebook Reels. Facebook Reels are great. You can make a short 20-second video. You can upload it to a Facebook Reel, put that same short video as a TikTok reel, put that same short video as a YouTube reel, and you can triple dip. We have Facebook Stories. I'm just learning how to do this myself, but Facebook lets you put stories. And what's really cool is you can see who watched your story. You have your local farmers market. You could set up a booth there. You could walk around and just network with people. I like to just go and give out drop cards or business cards to people as I walk around and shop and network, and it's free and it's pretty easy to do. Next, you have the fishbowl method. This is where you take an empty fishbowl and you put it in front of a cash register at a local business, and you basically do a drawing for a free product or a couple free products, and then you have people put their business card in the fishbowl to enter themselves into the raffle. You pick your winner, you give them their prize, and now you have all these leads you can follow up with. Next, we have flyers. You can hand out flyers. I like to mail flyers. I like to give people flyers when I walk around. Next, you have gifting the products. If you have a friend whose birthday is coming up, or holidays or a special day, you can gift a product for them. Next, we have a Google business listing. You can create a free Google business listing for your business. That way, when people search for the words "live good" in your town, you'll come up high in the search engines. Or you can be even more generic and be a health coach or a business coach or what have you, and make your Google business listing with that. Next, we have guest posts. This is where you write articles for other people's blogs. If you don't have your own blog, this is definitely a good strategy to do. Next, we have handwritten notes. I have my own custom stationery made, and I try to send out 5-10 handwritten notes every day to team members, to prospects, to people I've worked with in the past, to friends, to family. And what's great about my handwritten notes, they already have my marketing message and my websites pre-printed on them. So I don't have to write anything about the business or even pitch them. I can just write a nice little note and they'll see my marketing message as they read the note. Next, we have a home party. Home parties still work. I know a lot of people don't do it, but if you like having people over to your house and you want to do a quick 20-30 minute presentation about Live Good, go through some of the products. It's a great way to find some customers. It's a great way to get some signups. Next, we have Instagram. Instagram has reels. You can share photos. You can share videos. I would tell you to use attraction marketing and focus on educating people, focus on entertaining people, and then drive people back to your website. Next, we have job fairs. You could set up a booth at a job fair. You could just go to a job fair as a guest and you could network with a lot of the attendees, people who are looking for jobs. Give them your business card, give them your drop card, and see what happens. Next, we have leaving blog comments. You could go to some popular network marketing blogs or a popular make money online or work from home blog, and you could leave comments on relevant posts, and you could have links going back to your capture page from that, so that when people read the article and they start reading the comments, and assuming you left a good comment of high value, they can click on your link and learn more about what you're doing. You have your LinkedIn profile. I would not put independent Live Good affiliate. I would just say network marketing professional or work from home entrepreneur. You can have a link to your website. I would link to your capture page, not your Live Good site. You have local events. That would be craft shows. That would be holiday parties. That would be like events at your library. Anything going on in your local area, you could go there and set up, or You could just go there and network with people. Next, we have newspaper ads. Don't write off classified ads. People still read classified ads every day. So you could have a short, little catchy 20 word or less ad and drive people to your website. You have pay-per-click ads. I do a lot of this with Microsoft, Bing, AOL, Yahoo. Works very well for me. You can also do Google ads. You can do Microsoft. You could do Facebook ads, whatever one you want to do. Next, we have Pinterest. This is where you could share photos, you could share videos, you can run ads, and you can drive people back to your website. Next, we have podcasting. I've personally done almost 900 podcasts. I have a link to my Live Good business under my podcast where people can go and learn more about it. Next, we have prepaid envelopes. And this is when, like, you get a credit card offer in the mail and they enclose a prepaid envelope with it. I stick my business card or drop card in that, and then I mail it back to them, and it's free for me. Next, we have public speaking. You could do this at your local chamber of commerce. You could do this through Toastmasters. Lots of venues are looking for speakers for their meetings. You could talk about 10 ways to make money online, how to work from home. You could talk about the benefits of our products. Basically, what you're doing is you're educating people about a certain topic, and then you can filter some of them into your Live Good business. Next, we have putting drop cards and flyers in your outgoing mail. My wife and I, we sell a lot on eBay. I stick a drop card in every outgoing package. I still write checks and pay a lot of my bills that way. I stick a drop card in all of my outgoing mail to anyone and everyone. Everyone gets a drop card with stuff that I do outgoing. Next, we have reverse prospecting. Reverse prospecting is when someone pitches you either by text, phone, email, Facebook message, postcard, direct mail, whatever it is, whatever method they use. I just respond back with my offer. So I might just say something nice like, you know, I'm happy with what I'm doing. If you ever have a change of heart and are looking for something new, check out this website. And I just leave it at that. Some of them look at it, some of them don't. But I figure if someone's taking the time to pitch me on something, they're at least somewhat serious, and they'd be a good prospect if they did join my business. Next, we have SafeList. You can go online, but some of my favorites are European SafeList, Viral URL, Hercules. This is basically a membership site where people can send and receive emails to each other. You get a lot of emails when you do this, but it does work. Sometimes I get 400 or 500 emails a day from the safe list, but it also lets me email all the people on the safe list every day. So it's a trade-off. Definitely not for everybody, but for some people. You can have a sizzle call. And a traditional sizzle call is when people call a toll-free number and they listen to a 2 or 3 minute message. My version of a sizzle call is on your home answering machine or your cell phone voicemail. You add in a little bit of a message about Live Good where you can drive people to your website. So you could say, hey, thanks for calling Chuck's phone. I really appreciate it. Before you leave a message, if you're looking for a way to make some extra money online, head on over to this website. And then you could tell them to leave the message and you'll call them back. Something pretty simple. Next, we have solo ads. A solo ad is when you basically rent someone's email list and they send an email to their list on your behalf. You pay them to do that. I love this method. I've been doing this a long time. It generates a lot of leads. Next, we have texting leads. You can basically text people that you know. I don't recommend texting people you don't know. I mean, you could, but you could text people that you know just using the curiosity approach, find out if they're willing to take a look. Next, we have TikTok reels. People are killing it on TikTok. I've never even been on TikTok, but I know a lot of people are doing it successfully. They do that method that I shared earlier. They make a reel, they upload it to Facebook, they upload it to YouTube, they upload it to TikTok, they point it back to their website and they get traffic. Next, we have the warm market. The warm market is unlimited. And most people confuse hot market and warm market. Hot market is your parents, your sibling, your spouse, your grown kids. Warm market is basically everyone you know of. You know them by name or you know them by face. There are literally thousands of people in your warm market you could approach about the products of the business. Next, we have wearing a button. I learned about this from the old Herbalife folks. They've been doing this over 40 years. You can wear a button. You can walk around as you see people looking at your button. You can hand them a drop card or a business card. Next, we have a yellow page listing. You can go to yellowpages.com. You can create a free business listing so that when people are searching the yellow pages, they can find you. And finally, YouTube videos. And this is probably my number one strategy. If you're not making YouTube videos about Live Good, you are leaving a ton of money on the table. Because what happens is a lot of people use these other techniques and then their prospect just goes on to YouTube to search for more about Live Good and they end up joining someone else. So why not post your own YouTube videos like this one. I'm not, don't even have to show your face in every video. I do in some of mine I don't. But what's great about YouTube, they rank high in the search engines. It allows you to build rapport with your prospect, and it works for you 24/7. So whatever strategies you pick on this list, and there's just 50 that I shared, there's probably 1,000 additional strategies you can do. What you want to do is you want to build your own email list. You always, 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 always want to send people to your capture page first so you can collect that lead, and then you redirect them to your opportunity page. That is the secret. It's best to focus on two or three lead generation strategies at a time. You want to learn everything you can about those strategies and take all out massive action. Hey, I'm all about you doing 10 or 20 lead generation strategies, but start out with a couple, at least until you know what the heck you're doing, and then keep adding new methods in. If you don't know what one of these strategies are, or you want to learn more about it, you can just go to Google. You can head on over to YouTube. You can type in how to get leads by wearing a button, how to get leads with local events, how to get leads by podcasting. And there are tutorial videos on all of these subjects where you can get your answers. You must keep your sales pipeline full. Your goal should be to generate minimum 5 to 10 leads a day, all day, every day. That is how you grow your business quickly. And if you can learn how to keep leads coming in, if you can learn how to generate new, fresh leads every day, and you have people reaching out to you, the business is much more enjoyable. It's much more easier. It's much more fun. And this is a business of numbers. You have to work through the numbers. You have to put a lot of people into your pipeline to sign up a lot of people to find the right people to work with. What's your number going to be? I don't know. It's going to be different for everybody. You might have to approach a few thousand people. You might have to approach 1,000 people. Maybe you only have to approach 100 people, but whatever that number is, that's what you're going to need to do to be successful. So pick the strategies on the list here that work with you. More importantly, teach your team members some of these strategies, find out what they see themselves doing, and then teach them how to do it. And that way you can have all of the people on your team generating leads 24/7 for their Live Good business. If you'd like to learn more about Live Good, you can check out the links below this video. I appreciate you watching today. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I tried to go through this as quickly as I can. You might need to watch it a couple times for all the information to sink in. But with that, I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you at the top.